The shamans were looking for a window to his soul and a way to contact his spirit. Were they looking for a telephone to his soul? No, they weren't looking for a telephone to his soul. They were looking for a window to his soul. Were they looking for a way to contact his spirit? Yes, they were looking for a way to contact his spirit. Who was looking for a way to contact his spirit? The shamans were looking for a way to contact his spirit. They were praying hard for the next 2 days, staying up all night. Were they praying hard? Yes, they were praying hard. How long were they praying hard? They were praying hard for the next 2 days, staying up all night. The next day, Maikul's sister was searching the jungle with a search party. Was she searching alone? No, she wasn't searching alone. She was searching with a search party. Who was searching with a search party? Maikul's sister was searching with a search party. She was running toward the sound of someone screaming when she found her brother in a tree. What was she running toward? She was running toward the sound of someone screaming. He was holding a large walking stick less than a mile from camp. What was he holding? He was holding a large walking stick. Who was holding a large walking stick? Maikul was holding a large walking stick. He was feeling very weak and dehydrated, but he was alive. Everyone was crying in celebration. How was Maikul feeling? Maikul was feeling very weak and dehydrated. Who was crying in celebration? Everyone was crying in celebration. The night he disappeared, he was having strange and terrible thoughts running through his head. What was running through his head? Strange and terrible thoughts were running through his head. When were these thoughts running through his head? These thoughts were running through his head the night he disappeared. Without rhyme or reason, he was feeling an intense urge to flee from the rainforest. What kind of urge was he feeling? He was feeling an intense urge to flee from the rainforest. Was he feeling this intense urge without rhyme or reason? Yes, he was feeling this intense urge without rhyme or reason. He wasn't thinking when he began to run straight into the dense forest. What wasn't he doing when he began to run straight into the dense forest? He wasn't thinking when he began to run straight into the dense forest. He was kicking his shoes off because he felt they were slowing him down. What was he kicking off? He was kicking off his shoes. Why was he kicking off his shoes? He was kicking off his shoes because he felt they were slowing him down. Then he was throwing his phone and his flashlight on the ground. Was he throwing himself on the ground? No, he wasn't throwing himself on the ground. He was throwing his phone and flashlight on the ground. After stopping under a tree, he was beginning to second-guess himself. What was he doing? He was beginning to second-guess himself. When was he beginning to second-guess himself? After stopping under a tree, he was beginning to second-guess himself. He was hoping to find a way to return to camp. What was he hoping to find? He was hoping to find a way to return to camp. He was searching for the river that would lead him there, but he couldn't find it. He was fearing the worst. Who was searching for the river that would lead him to camp? Maikul was searching for the river that would lead him to camp. Was he fearing the worst? Yes, he was fearing the worst.